Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 2, 1804. Still trying to get cooperation. After the Sioux and Arikara attack on the Mandan hunting party, we may be sure that the captains, although not saying much out loud, are making a plan for confronting those nations if it comes to that. There's a hint of this in today's journal entry. Clark writes,
"Visited by several Mandan chiefs and four Cheyenne Indians, who came with a pipe to the Mandans. Sent a speech to their nation, a flag and some tobacco. Also, written a speech to the Rickaras and Sioux informing them what they might depend on if they would not open their ears, etc. Captain William Clark, December 2, 1804.
When Meriwether Lewis was canvassing the Indian villages last week, making his case for peace and trade, he was rebuffed by one of the Hidatsa principal chiefs, Horned Weasel, who, according to Clark, was a very considerable man. Horned Weasel did not wish to be seen by the captain and left word that he was not at home. Lewis later recounted to Charles Mackenzie, a Northwest Company trader,
"This conduct surprised me, it being common only among your English lords not to be at home when they did not wish to see strangers. But as I had felt no inclination of entering any house after being told the landlord would not be at home, I looked out for another lodging, which I readily found. Captain Meriwether Lewis, 1804.
The tribal leaders Lewis counseled with were unimpressed with his trinkets, some even going so far as to reject them, and expressed skepticism with regard to the motives of the expedition. As they told Mackenzie, "Had these whites come amongst us with charitable views, they would have loaded their great boat with necessaries. It is true they have ammunition, but they prefer throwing it idly away than sparing a shot of it to a poor Mandan." Tomorrow, more trinkets.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.